Tens of thousands of supporters of exiled former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat gathered in Bangkok Wednesday to push the government to stand down and call elections. But Prime Minister Apisit Wachachiva remains adamant he will not dissolve Parliament and warns protesters, known as red shirts, against any violence. So far, the protests, while heated, have been free from bloodshed. A leading member of the protest movement, Chakrapot Pengkir, warns the Thai military against intervention.
We are not willing to exchange people's life for the better cause for the red shirts. We don't want to do that. We are not asking for trouble. But the point is, if it has to happen, we will be ready for it. But let me remind them that anything that they try to do, especially militarily, would result in more red shirt support around the country beyond their control.
Since late March, the protesters have surrounded the main government office building. Mr. Thaksin, who was ousted in a coup in 2006 and now lives in exile, has regularly addressed supporters by video conference. Dittanan Ponsudurak, a political scientist at Chulalongkorn University, says the coming days will be crucial for Thailand.
Over 100,000 people massing in Bangkok from the countryside with a lot of grievances and in a vengeful mode is very dangerous because it takes on a dynamic of its own and it becomes more uncontrollable and unpredictable. And the government will have to be measured. The army will also have to be tempered. Otherwise, the situation can spiral out of control.
Krisak Chunawan, a member of the governing Democrat Party, fears there will be violence.
Attack will be pretty violent against individual members of the government, and that probably there will be an inability to contain it. My feelings are that the police should be outnumbered. If my figures are right, they won't be able to contain attacks.
Krisak said if the government should fall, the only alternative was military intervention and declaration of emergency powers. Last year, anti-Thaksin protesters wearing yellow held similar protests for months, pushing to have a Thaksin-backed government removed. Thailand faces deep social divisions that have pitted Mr. Thaksin supporters, especially the urban and rural poor, against those who accused Thaksin of corruption and abuse of power, as well as seeking to undermine the Thai monarchy. Despite the protest, Prime Minister Apisit says the summit meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations and their key partner states will go on as scheduled. The meeting begins on Friday. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.